first thing is we're just going to cover real quick the importance of traffic generation. I know some of you guys think it's very important because that's why you're here. Basically, one of the key components, traffic generation is literally your internet business. I mean, it has got to be, and it's not just because I teach it, but it's got to be the number one factor for any business, and that is traffic generation because it breathes life into your business. Without traffic, you don't make sales or you can't generate opt-ins for your list. And basically, I mean, it's one of those deals like that you can't have without a business. It doesn't matter where your traffic's coming from. It doesn't matter if it's SEO traffic or if it's just partners or whatever it is. But if you have zero visitors to your website, there is a 0% chance that you will sell anything to anybody. And wouldn't you agree with that statement, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's talks about the, you know, the importance of list building. But the thing of it is you're not going to do a whole lot of list building, which is going to be one of your what you're going to need to make money. And you've got to have that traffic to be able to show up to that squeeze page or to that website to be able to capture their name and email. So
you're exactly right. And it's just one of those components that you simply cannot live without. And so I have no qualms about saying that without traffic, you can't make sales and you're not going to succeed online. And that's an unfortunate fact, and that's why we're doing this webinar. We hope you guys can get some details on that. You can't rely on others to help bring you traffic. You need to be the one that works to get more traffic for your business, and eventually you can get other people. Now, I'm not saying, you know, you shouldn't look for JV partners, because that's a very important source of traffic. Jeff and I have used them, successfully for our businesses, but it is one of those things, too, where you need to take control of your business. And that's something I know Jeff would completely agree with, is that, you know, you can't sit back and rely on somebody else hopefully sending out an email for you. And it's nothing against them, but sometimes they get busy. Sometimes life happens. You know, they get, you know, so you want to have things in your control. And so we're going to share some things where you can kind of get things in your control. So it's important to rely on various sources of traffic, instead of just focusing on one source of traffic. You know, for example, you know, look at using search engine optimization, maybe pay-per-click, video marketing, press release marketing, article marketing, forum marketing, social media, things like, Twitter, Squidoo, HubPages, Weebly.com, Zimbio, some of these other sites I'm going to talk about here, and JV partners. These are where you really should have a variety. You know, you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket. I'm the youngest of four boys, and, you know, my mom and dad, you know, they'd get worried when all four of us would go out in the car together, you know, because all their eggs were in one basket. So, you know, so that's kind of, you don't want all your traffic eggs in one basket. Wouldn't you agree, Jeff?
Yeah, because, you know, it's like you were saying with the JV partners, you know, that's probably the number one source of driving traffic is if you have a product that you can have JV partners send out to their list. But the problem with it is, just like you said, is that we get a lot of JV partners. You can work really hard and get 50, 60 JV partners on board, and maybe on that day, you know, you have 10, 15 of them, you know, if you're lucky, to send out for you, you know, of those that committed to send out. So you need other avenues of having that good traffic coming in.
Exactly, and it's nothing against the JV partner, it's just simply that life happens, and so it's something that you need to have alternatives. So you want to be proactive in your business, and that's the important part of traffic that I want to get across. And, you know, basically, where is the traffic at? That's something I want to cover here. Almost every single purchase online starts with a search engine such as Google, Yahoo, and MSN. And when I say a purchase, that would be somebody searching and potentially buying. That could even include somebody going to your list and buying in the future. But somehow, somewhere, they have got onto somebody's list through Google, Yahoo, and MSN. So even the JV partner that's going to mail out for you, the list that they've built, it is stemmed from somebody doing a research on Google, Yahoo, and MSN. It, you know, that's how they got some of their subscribers. They maybe built their list from somebody else's JV partner list, but those people got on some list somewhere by going to the search engines. And that's something that, you know, is very important for you to keep in mind, is that everybody out there, and it doesn't matter really who you are, you probably got into internet marketing through one of the search engines. And wouldn't you agree with that statement, Jeff?
Yes, I would, sir.
And so, yeah, you need to position your site so it matches with the information that these people are looking for. And it's not only positioning your site, it's positioning alternative sources like videos, articles, press releases, and the things we're going to cover here. You need to focus on overall exposure of your business and focus on other avenues for traffic to give you the best effect. So again, you do not want to have all your traffic eggs in one basket. You want to go out there and be proactive with your business because it's your business, it's your livelihood, so you want to take action on it on your own. So we're going to cover here, why is SEO so essential? And on the next slide, I'm going to actually cover what search engine optimization is, what SEO is. Free targeted, it basically gives you free targeted visitors to your website. You do not have to pay for them. It enables you to compete with everyone, even with no budget, and absolutely no budget. That's really, really important. So, you know, you could be have an advertising budget of $0, but if you know how to do SEO, you can compete with Fortune 500 companies. I've done it, and I still do it today. It allows you to research your competition easily and see exactly what they're doing. You can use the search engines not only for traffic, but to see exactly what your competition's doing, what keywords they're going for, where they're getting backlinks from, kind of where their traffic's coming from, so you can piggyback off that stuff. You can benefit from one-time work done even months ago. Like, you could make a minor tweak to your title tag, which I'll talk about here in a second, and you could see an impact on that title tag change 3-4 years down the road. You know, you could see a positive impact for your business. That's why I like SEO, and that's why it's so essential to your business, and it's very basic stuff. So SEO, search engine optimization, it's the act of publishing and marketing information in a way to improve search engine understanding of your website content. It's arguably the best marketing strategy ever, as it enables you to reach unlimited people with even the smallest budget. I can't make that point strong enough. And that's why I feel so strongly about search engine optimization. And when I talk about search engine optimization, I'm not just referring to your website. I'm referring to overall traffic exposure through other mediums, because you can apply search engine principles to your press releases, to your articles, to your videos, and to these other sources that will drive traffic to your business. And it honestly is arguably the very best marketing strategy ever. And it's not just because I'm an SEO person. Well, probably besides the joint venture, I'd have to say, but joint venture list, I mean, that's a huge aspect. But not everybody, you know, is, you know, needs to get joint venture partners, and not every kind of website, you know, could handle joint venture partners, you know, because you're not going to get a JV partner to your website that has an affiliate link on it. You know, you need to be proactive about generating your own affiliate income. And so it's got to be one of the best marketing strategies ever, just because, you know, you can compete with Amazon.com. You can compete with Petco, with PetSmart, with Walmart. You know, I do it with my client sites, with some of my own sites. I've seen it happen with other marketers. It's a beautiful thing. You can be right up there with the biggest businesses online if you just know some search engine optimization. Want to cover here the search engine statistics. You kind of understand the broad spectrum of search engines. There's only three main search engines to worry about. That's Google, Yahoo, and MSN. Currently, Google receives 75% of all searches. That's a stat showed from a search engine company. Believe it or not, YouTube even receives more searches than Yahoo and MSN. Is that a shock to you, Jeff?
No, not with the way the video is going.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's something right here. YouTube is, it gets more searches than Yahoo and MSN. I just want to stress that to people. That shows you how powerful the YouTube and other video hosting sites are for driving traffic. I mean, there's people using those sites to find random information. They're using YouTube like a search engine, you know, just to find videos. They're going to Google, to YouTube, and they're typing in, you know, bird watching, weight loss, fitness, make money online. They're typing in phrases like that into YouTube like it's a search engine. And it's getting more searches than Yahoo and MSN, which shows you why you need, why it's important that you're on this call here. Google is powerful, so you need to focus your efforts around them related to your SEO efforts. So we're going to talk here a little bit about search engine optimization and relevancy. The search engines make their money with advertising, and so those ads that you see on the top and on the right sidebar of the search engine, those are paid advertisements that people are paying on a per-click basis. They get people to perform searches by providing relevant results to their users. So if you go to Google and you were to type in, you know, Titleist Golf Club into a search engine, then that's the expected result, is you want to find a Titleist Golf Club, which that's a certain variety of golf club. The users don't want to come to a page that has information on Callaway golf clubs, or even worse, a page related to golf bags or golf balls. So basically, that's going to keep people coming back to their search engines, which means that they're going to be able to sell more advertising revenue, which tells you you need to make your websites relevant, and you need to put your keyword phrases in the correct location on your website so you can start generating the traffic you want through the search engine. And I'm going to talk about that here in the next slide, or one of the next slides. Search engines have a vested interest in providing the best results possible, and that's, like I said, because they make money on those advertisements. You need to make your pages and your website as relevant as humanly possible. There are several different on-page optimization factors that you can do to make your page search engine friendly and more relevant to the search engines. Here's a little bit about on-page search engine optimization. Title tags. This is something very important to your business. If you, a title tag basically is what you see at the top left-hand corner of your browser. So if you are on a internet browser, whether it's Mozilla Firefox or Internet Explorer, and you're looking at the top left-hand corner of your website or someone else's website, then that is the title tag. That is the title tag of that page. The title tag should include your main keyword phrase, and your main keyword phrase should be as far to the left as possible. And the reason I say far to the left, because Google reads left to right just like we do. They read left to right when they are looking at pages. And so they put the most important on what you have placed on the left-hand side. And that's why you need to have your main keyword phrase in your title tag. And you need to include in your title tag, you know, things like plural forms of your keyword phrase as well. And you need to have a title tag that sells people on clicking on your site. So, for example, if you are selling, let's say it's laptop computers, you know, you might say laptop computers dash find the best laptop computer for you. Notice how I inserted the singular form of that. That's a new, a great way to do title tags. Because what happens and what's starting to come about is if you were to go to a search engine right now and you were to say, you don't have to do that right now, but if you were to do that and you typed in a word like cars or car or dogs or dog or golf, I guess there's no plural golf, but or chicken or chickens, okay, you get the idea, stroller, strollers, all that, you would find that they are actually quite a bit different in their results. You might see similar pages, but Google looks at plurals and singulars differently. And so that's a big takeaway to take from here, and that's something I'm starting to see more in the search engine game. The search engine optimization game is always changing. Is that something you knew, you realized, Jeff?
Yeah, it's always changing. Google, every time you turn around, I think they throw something different at you. You know, and that's the importance of being up on what's going on out there, because you know, so many people, they learn something one way, and then that's it, and then pretty soon they find out that everything they worked for is just kind of seems to fall farther and farther behind, and it's because they're not staying up on what's happening now and what the changes and stuff that are taking place.
You're exactly right, and that's why it's so essential, and that's why, you know, with the title tags, I hope you will look up that and, you know, check it out for yourself, but the results are there. And so in your title tag, make your title tag make sense. Don't just include a bunch of keywords, but make sure it gets the, try to include the plural and singular form of your main keyword phrase. And an important note about title tags is every single page on your website should have a different title tag around it. It should have a different keyword set that it's trying, a keyword phrase that it's trying to rank for. You should try to keep it focused on one keyword phrase per page. That's very important to keep in mind, one keyword phrase per page. Now, meta tags, that's another on-page factor that you would see with your website. Meta tags, what's so important with them is that, believe it or not, they don't actually have an impact on your search engine ranking. If they do have an impact, it's a very, very minor impact. But you're like, well, why would you say that's an important factor? Because Google will use your meta description in the search results. Now, if you go to Google again and do a search for, that's, you know, golf clubs or chickens or whatever the keyword phrase is, you would find inside there, you type in life coach even, you would find The blue part that's clickable, that's Google pulls the title tag there first, and that's the title tag. That's why title tag is so important. Now, the right below that is your meta description, and inside your meta description is a sentence. It's a brief, it's a short sentence talking about, you know, why people should click on your site, why they should go to your website, and that's what you're going to find inside the meta description. Google will typically pull that meta description in. So you want to try to include your keyword somewhere in that meta description so people know it's relevant to that page, but you want it to make it enticing. Like, you want to have it bring people in and encourage them to click. You want to sell people on the click for your website, so to speak. So you want people to go there, and you want to say, you know, grab my free weight loss tips report. Notice if your keyword phrase is weight loss tips, you included that in there. That encourages people to say, wow, I get a free report if I visit this site. So they might click on your site. And if you're not using your meta description, what's going to happen is Google's going to go in there, they're going to piece together like the first line of code or something that they see, which oftentimes happens to be your navigation. So that's not a good situation for you, because you don't want people to see your website, you know, in Google come up high in Google, and then in the meta description it says, you know, homepage, click here. I mean, that's not going to encourage people to click on your site. So you want to utilize your meta description, and your meta description can be found in your code of your website. If you were to open up your website in an HTML editor and you went to the code view, you would be able to actually see your meta description at the top of the page. And you want to include your keyword up there. Now, where it says meta tags, they have a very, very minor role, because some small search engines like Dogpile, they will sometimes use the meta keywords. So inside that thing, just put the one keyword phrase on your page that you're trying to target into your meta tag. That's all you need to worry about. Don't overuse it. Don't stuff it. Just put in, if your keyword phrase on that page is working capital finance, put in working capital finance into that meta tag. If it's wholesale coffee supplies, put in wholesale coffee supplies right there. Popcorn machines, put it right in there. Just in your meta tag, one little keyword, that's all you need. Header tags. Header tags are very important. These would be, they look like H1 tags. They're called H1, H2, H3. Okay, you're probably going, you're psycho, what does that mean? That is actually in your HTML coding, you would find header tags. Now, if you're actually looking at a website, and you see, let's say you're looking at an article, and it starts off with a headline for that article. Now, that article has, like, if they're doing it correctly, that first headline, you know, the first little part in the body of the content would be the header tag. And inside that header tag, you would have, you know, like that title. That title would be in there, and inside that, you want to have your keyword phrase. And so the first header would be H1, so it orders it from 1 to 6 is how far they go down, for example. And if, let's say, okay, they go into two paragraphs and they add in a sub-headline, that could be H2. And then they go on down and they add in another sub-headline, maybe it's H3. And inside there, you want to try to incorporate your keywords somehow into those header tags. So, for example, if you're doing a sales page or a squeeze page even, you could have your main headline, because you want to have your main keyword phrase up there anyhow for search engines and for people, because if somebody types in weight loss tips and your site happens to come up, they expect to find information on weight loss tips. They're not there to go find other things, and that's why Google's found your site relevant anyhow. So your conversions will be higher because they're finding what they came for on that site anyhow. So you want to try to incorporate your keyword phrase into that headline if you can, if it makes sense. You know, I'm not a copywriting genius or anything, but if it makes sense on your copywriting, you know, try to incorporate your keyword phrase. But, like, if you're doing a sales page, you know how you have subheadlines and sales pages, right, Jeff?
Yes.
Yeah, those subheadlines could be, like, different header tags. For example, if you're writing an article and you break that article up into three or four different components, then you would want to utilize your header tags there. And Google will put importance on them. You know, H1, they put the most importance on, so you want to try to have your keyword. And you don't need to use six of them. You could use two. You could use one of them. But you want to try to incorporate those. And how you make a header tag show up on your website is if you're using a HTML editor or even WordPress and you type into the HTML view section, you could do the caret to the left, which can be accessed by hitting the shift key and the comma, there we go. The shift key and the comma key, that's got the caret to the left, and then type in the word H1, and then do caret to the right, which is the shift key and the period key, and then right after that, you know, little arrows pointing to the right, you would type in your main keyword phrase, and then, you know, you type in your main keyword phrase and your header, so it could be like, you know, learn how to be a better, let me think of this, find a great deal on Callaway Golf Clubs. So you're still doing a keyword phrase up there in your header tag that makes sense, but you still have your keyword phrase there, if that makes sense. So you could say Callaway Golf Clubs dash find the best deal today, something like that. That would encourage people to say, oh, okay, you know, it's kind of enticing. And then once you're done with that, you would close it off by doing caret to the left again, and then forward slash, which is accessed on the question mark key, which is right next to the shift key if you're using the shift on the right. And then you type in the forward slash H1 again, and then caret to the right. And you would do that in your HTML coding. So, and this is being recorded, so if you missed what I just said, you can come back and access that. Internal link structure is very, very important to your online business. You want to make sure that with your internal links on your website that you are linking to your pages inside your site using text-based navigation. Now, if you're using WordPress, typically by default, WordPress is everything is done in text-based navigation, so you usually don't have to worry about this. Same thing with Joomla sites. But if you're using a standard HTML type website, you want to make sure that you're not using a lot of flash in your coding. And a site that I'm actually a very small owner in now, very small, but it's Petronic.com, and that is Petronic.com. Now, I don't want you to go to that site and buy something because it's totally unrelated, but we sell pet products. But I want you to see how I do the linking on that site. It's all text-based links. You notice down the left-hand side there, it's got good, solid anchor text on that site going into each category. Now, when I say anchor text, I probably just lost you. Anchor text is basically also defined as clickable text. So that would be any text that you see on a page when it says click, excuse me, when it says click here, that clickable part is the actual text. So you want that clickable part of the text, that's usually blue and underlined, to be your main keyword phrase. You want it to be like golf supplies if you're talking about golf supplies. Now let's say you have a golf website and you have a page on that site related to Callaway Golf Clubs, and you have another page on that site related to Titleist Golf Clubs because you're just trying to get as much traffic, and maybe you're an affiliate for Amazon.com or something. And so to link into that page, you would link up the keyword phrase Titleist Golf Clubs, and you would link that to the Titleist Golf Clubs page. Callaway Golf Clubs, you would link that to the Callaway Golf Clubs page. It's very important that you use text-based links. Now, you don't want to do image links. Now, image links are good because they do get a little higher click-through as far as, like, if you're doing affiliate marketing and stuff to link off to another page. That's fine, but if you're linking internally to your site, you want to try to use text-based navigation. Now, I'm not saying you can't have a nice-looking navigation at the top of your site or on the left-hand side using images or flash, but if you're going to do that, in the footer of your website, include text-based links. Now, on that Petronic.com site that I want you to write down, you'll notice in the footer there's text-based navigation that matches pretty closely with the navigation in the top, which is using some image links. So that means that if the search engines have a hard time spidering those image links, which they can read some image links, they can spider through, but not very many. It's more difficult for them. And same with like these flashy JavaScript links, they have a hard time navigating them. So you want to make your site search engine friendly and also user friendly. And so it's important to have that navigation in the footer if it's not already working in your, if you don't already have it in your top navigation or left side navigation. Now you want to also try to incorporate a sitemap into your website. And what a sitemap is, it is a link to every single page on your website. Now if you're using WordPress, again, and I've talked about WordPress a lot because WordPress does a lot of these SEO things for you pretty much automatically. There is a great plugin out there called Google XML Sitemap. Google XML Sitemap, and it will create a very, you know, create a nice little sitemap for you to use so that it will tell the search engines where all your pages of content are. And I kind of use the nerdy buffet theory, as I call it when I'm talking about this, where basically if you were like the search engine spiders come into your website and they you want them to feel like they just went to a buffet, because they're spiders. They're hungry for little text-based links on your website, for links to find more links, because they're trying to pick up all the pages of content. You want them to go into your website and spider through, meaning, you know, eat up all your links, and go in there like a buffet and pick up all your links on your website, instead of them going there and coming to a JavaScript link or a Flash-based link or an image link, and then stopping and not being able to find your other pages. You want the search engines to find all your pages, because if they can't access all your pages of content that you want them to find, I'm not talking about download pages, but pages you want them to find, then you're not going to come up in the search engines for those additional pages. If you have 50 pages of content on your site that you want publicly accessible, then you want 50 pages of content indexed. And just so you know, to go back to point one about title tags, you want, Jeff, are you seeing the screen okay?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. It gave me an inactivity alert. So if you are, using, those 50 pages of content, you want them all to have a different title tag on them for that different keyword phrase. That's how good search and optimization works. URL structure, that's another important factor of on-page search engine optimization. Now, if you're using WordPress, one more time, they have a permalink function. It's called permalink, and it's found under settings. And you could set up your permalinks by simply going to the permalinks section and choosing custom URL structure. And you're going to do a forward slash, and then you're going to do a percentage sign, which is shift, and then the number 5 key. And then type in the word post name, P-O-S-T-N-A-M-E, and then you do a shift and the number 5 key again to get that percentage sign. So you want percentage sign, post name, percentage sign, and then close it out with another forward slash. So it should be forward slash, percentage sign, post name, percentage sign, forward slash, and then hit save inside your WordPress. If you're using standard HTML editor, you can edit your pages, when they're open, and it would just be file, save as, and then you would just save it in the format I'm about to tell you. Inside your URL structure, you want to have your main keyword phrase try to show up in your URL structure. You can go back to the pet website I told you about. Another great site to check out is businessfinance.com. It's got great little internal link structure. You could look at paulcounts.com. You could look at, the Rapid Cash Marketing /blog. Any of those, you'll see good looking URL structures. And basically what will happen is you want to separate each of your keywords by a dash. So let's say your main keyword phrase is like weight loss tips. So your URL structure would be yourdomain.com/weight-loss-tips. And that's what your URL structure would look like. And what's so great about that is that the dash acts kind of like a space. And the search engines will actually pick up that keyword phrase. And it's a good on-page thing to do because it tells them what to expect on that page. It would also include your keyword phrase on that page. Not only that, but it actually helps your users identify what's on that page. If you use the default setting in WordPress, what happens is it gives you like a random number, so that doesn't tell people what it's for. It's easier for your users to use. It's also easier for the search engines to use. And so you want to try to use good URL structure. Now, if you already have your URLs on your site and you've been doing it, the incorrect way, so to speak, just start now in the future, and if you do it with WordPress, it will start redirecting those links, so it will be okay with you. But you will want to, basically what I'm getting at here is you do not want to, focus on, doing your old links, because if they're already indexed, don't worry about it right now. There's some advanced strategies to make that, shift over, but we don't want to cover those right now. Just worry about your new URLs or your new sites, whatever it might be. But URL structure is very important. Your structure of your content on your page, this is another important factor. So your structure of your content would include how you write your articles. Now, when you write your content, you want to try to have on your website, you want to try to have unique, relevant content on your website. That's a pretty important factor. And, it's not saying that you're going to get majorly penalized if you have duplicate content. Like if you have an article, it also happens to be an article directory. It will give you, though, way more benefit, much more benefit, if the content on your site itself is actually unique. It will give you a little better benefit. It's not going to blacklist your site, contrary to popular belief. It's not going to just ban your site, but it will give you a little boost if you have that relevant, unique content on your site. So if you have a good, solid article on your site, you would have in the first paragraph, you would try to include your keyword phrase at least once or twice. You want to try to include it at least one time because, like I said, search engines read left to right, and then they will read top to bottom. And they will gauge what they find in there. Like the keyword phrase should be one of the in that first sentence, if at all possible, if it makes sense and flows in there. But if it's in that first paragraph, that's going to be good for you because that's going to tell the search engines that that's what your page is relevant for. So that's something you want to try to incorporate into your text. Now, when you're writing your text, don't write the text for the search engines. Don't worry about keyword density, and don't worry about a percentage. There's no percentage out there, no exact percentage. It's not a science. Basically, if your text is readable by humans and it makes sense, then it's going to be good enough. You just want to try to include your keyword where it makes sense. But an important thing is you want to try to get it in your first paragraph, and you want to try to include it in your last paragraph. And in any of the middle paragraphs, try to include it where it makes sense. And that's an important point, where it makes sense. You don't want to say, buy golf clubs because I like golf clubs, and golf clubs are pretty because they're shiny, and I like expensive golf clubs. Don't say it like that. Say it like you'd speak it. Don't stuff your site with keywords. If users have a hard time reading it, they're not going to take action on your site. You could get 10,000 visitors a month to that page, and nobody's going to buy if it doesn't make sense. So write good, relevant content. Search engines will penalize you. They will penalize you if you're using way too many keywords and stuffing like crazy. They just won't rank your site. So use common sense when you're writing your content, and that's really all it takes. There's no scientific structure, calculated out, at my keyword structure's 3%, whatever, or keyword density. Don't worry about that stuff. Just worry about writing good, unique, solid content. So now that you've created good, solid content, you have a good website that's good search engine friendly because you just incorporated everything we talked about in that last slide, we're going to talk about how to ensure your content is found. All it takes is one text-based link, from your website, for it to get found. Now, you want to make sure that you have text-based link structure to ensure all your content's found, like I talked about. You want to have a sitemap and an RSS feed. Again, I'm going to reiterate WordPress. They use an RSS feed. That's why I preach WordPress so much, because it incorporates a lot of these things for you automatically so you don't have to think about them. WordPress blog, like I say. You will want to site to dig.com and then mix.com, M-I-X-X.com. Now, just so you are aware, dig.com has started putting things in measures or in practice to where it's going to be very difficult for search engines to spider through their links. So with that said, I need to modify that slide there. But you could use a social bookmarking site called mix.com, M-I-X-X.com. You could also use Dig just because they get a great sheer amount of traffic. Delicious.com will sometimes pass through links as well. And then you could also set up a Twitter account for your new URL or something as well, because Twitter gets picked up quick, and in the URL section in the profile, put in your link, a link to your website. Submit a press release or an article. Press release is basically, just a short little it's a short little news story about your business, about your website. It's basically telling, it's structured like a news story. You talk about your business when you write a short press release. An article, we all know what an article is, and you could submit to article directories or free press release sites and get one backlink. All it takes is one link for the search engines to pick up your website. You don't need to mass submit your site to the search engines. You don't need to hire those companies that charge you $29.95 to submit your site to 5 million pages, as some of them will say. It's ridiculous. There's only three major search engines. Those three make up about 95% of the search market. Then you've got YouTube on top of that. That's another story. But those three search engines, Yahoo, MSN, and Google, make up 95% plus of the search market. The other small percentage, it's little search engines like AOL Search, Lycos Search, which some of those, Ask.com, and some of those are powered by Google even. So you get the idea here that you're probably looking more like 99% is powered by Google, Yahoo, or MSN. And you have a very small percentage made up of these other engines. And so by default, sometimes the other engines will just pick you up. So you don't need to submit your site. All it takes is one backlink, and you don't even need to submit them to the search engines. I do not submit to the search engines anymore. I never have, and I probably won't in the future, because it could take, you could submit your site to a search engine, and they may not index your site. They may not index it. They prefer to find you spidered through another link out there on the search engines. One other way to drive traffic to your site once you have a nice search engine friendly is you want to tap into the power of authority sites. Now, I say tap into the power of authority sites because an authority website is a site that has tons of pages of content. It's got good, fresh, relevant content. When I'm talking about authority site, I'm referring to dig.com. I'm referring to YouTube. I'm referring to CNN.com. I'm referring to sites like that. If a site like CNN.com would let you post up on it, then that's great. But really, you can tap into sites like dig.com, those social bookmarking sites. Those are fabulous for doing this. YouTube sites, video sites. You could use a free tool called TubeMogul that will automatically submit you to a few websites. And then there's also another one called Traffic Geyser, and you could use that one as well. Traffic Geyser is very powerful. It will actually submit you to more sites than TubeMogul, plus it will do automatically do podcast submissions, and it taps into those powerful sources of traffic. Vox.com, it's an authority blogging type platform that you could utilize for driving traffic. Weebly.com, it's a site that does rank pretty well in the search engines. It's well respected. You can use any press release site. You could do a search for a free press release site. ezinearticles.com, you've also got goarticles.com, you've got article-dashboard.com, goarticles, goarticles.com, and then article-dashboard. Squidoo.com, it's still considered an authority site. And you want to build backlinks, from or into your authority sites and from your authority site pages as well. Because what can happen is that if you link, like, to your Dig post page, when you make a post on Dig, it will create a separate page. And when you do your Dig, make sure you incorporate your keyword phrase in there. And what's great about Dig is that you will find Dig.com pages actually rank in the search engine. So it's very, very powerful. So you'll find dig.com pages actually rank. Now, I've been doing all this talk about good on-page SEO and search engine optimization. So I want to talk a little bit about how to find your most profitable keywords. I want to talk about, you know, how you go about finding your most profitable keywords so that when you're structuring your site, when you're coming up with articles to write, because you should do your keyword research and come up with articles to write about for your website business. So the key components of this is you want to be specific. You want to be specific to find the most profitable keyword phrases. You want to find generic words or phrases, you do not want to find generic words or phrases because they are low value, high competition with poor conversions. And those examples would be like pets, real estate, and football. Those are very generic keyword phrases. They're not going to bring you the kind of buyers you want. You want to find, you know, category-type keywords that are a little higher value and a little easier to rank for. Those would be like pet supplies, Oklahoma real estate, college football. You notice here that's getting a little more generic. Subcategory, they're a little higher value, and the visitors are more likely to convert to sales. Now, as you go down this list, down to a specific topic, you get less and less traffic, but you get better converting traffic. A good rule of thumb is I would much rather have 1,000 I'd rather have 1,000 targeted visitors than 1,000,000 untargeted visitors. Now, I know that may seem crazy, but it is much better for your business because those 1,000 people know what they want. They know exactly what they want, and they're going to take action. They're more likely to take action. So it's better to get 1,000 targeted people than 1,000,000 people that you don't have a clue what they want or 1,000,000 people that really are there generically. Now, I'm not saying it's bad to rank for coffee or pets or real estate because you can get massive traffic and you can build a solid business off that, but there's no need that you focusing years of effort to try to rank for such competitive keyword phrases, you know, when you could actually rank for keywords like, you know, Brita coffee or Brita water filters, you know, rather than just water. You know, Brita water filters, they know what they want. They want to buy a Brita water filter. You know, so if you're an affiliate for that, you can make money on that. So, again, these subcategory keywords, pet supplies online, Sacramento real estate, that's a little higher value. They know kind of what they want. Pet supplies online, they're kind of like, okay, they want to buy pet supplies online. So you know, okay, so they're there to buy pet supplies. Now, specific topic, that's a high value keyword. They're easier to rank high for, and the visitor is much more targeted for your business. So that's actually in your favor. What happens is most of the competition gets out there and goes, ooh, look at that. Real estate gets 10 million visitors a month. I'm going to go for that. I've had SEO clients of mine that I've, you know, or people I've been talking to about doing SEO services, and they're saying, well, I want to rank for furniture. I want to rank for furniture. And I come to find out with their business, they, for one, they can't even ship their furniture outside of a two-state area or a three-state area. And then another thing I find out is that, you know, not only that, but it's not very targeted, you know, and not only that, you know, it's very, very competitive. So it's, you've got to make sense, you know, it's got to make sense for your business. So you've also got examples of that would be automatic pet feeders. Now that's just like pet feeders is, you know, would be kind of like a subcategory. Automatic pet feeders, that's specific. They know what they want. They want an automatic pet feeder of some sort. Even electronic pet feeder might be a little more targeted. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma apartment complexes. There is no doubting what those people are looking for. They're not looking for a house, like Sacramento real estate. It could be a house, apartments, investment, real estate, whatever it is, it could be that. They type in like Oklahoma City, Oklahoma apartment complexes, you know what they want. They type in like, you know, Washington State University, you know, football jersey, you know what they want. You know, that's kind of the key point there.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, one of the things with that is I like to call them the buying keywords or the research keywords. A lot of people, if they're just typing in like pets or pet supplies, they're not really, they may be thinking about buying something, but they're really not for sure what they're looking for yet. So when they type in those type of keywords, they're basically just researching at that time to find out, you know, what it is that they really are looking for and what they need. If they start typing in very specific keywords, you know, like you were talking about at the end, you know, talking about automatic pet, you know, pet waterers or whatever, you know, those are buying keywords where they're looking for something specific, they're ready to buy, and those are what we really want to focus on.
That's a very good point. Excellent way to put it. And especially even adding like keyword modifiers like buy, you know, like buy automatic pet feeders, buy Nintendo Wii, those are even are really targeted too, and that's a very good point you bring up. So how to find keywords here. Put yourself in your customer's shoes. You want to, you know, figure out what problem does my product or service solve for my typical customer. So you want to ask yourself that question. Put yourself in your customer's shoe. What would they be looking for? If you had the problem, so you know the solution to what you're selling, whether it's a physical product you're an affiliate for, a physical product you own and sell, or if it's you want people to come into your chiropractic clinic to take on your services, whether you want people to buy your ebook to sign up for your page, you have a solution for somebody. Our solution, Jeff and I, would be, you know, people want to make money online. They need money fast. So people might type in things like rapid cash, make money fast, need money, want money. Those would be kind of keywords we would want to go after. We put ourselves in our customer's shoe, and you can do the keyword research, and I'll show you the tool to use here in the next, on the next slide. See what people are already searching for to find your website. Use your Google Analytics account. If you're not using Google Analytics, it's absolutely free. Just type in Google Analytics like you see on your page and follow their instructions to get it on your site. It will change you your business tremendously because you will see things that will blow your mind, like how much traffic is coming in and all this great stuff. Webalyzer and AWStats, those are incorporated with cPanel, so you can just access those from your control panel if you're using HostGator, Bluehost, or any common hosting company. Consider related phrases when you're doing it. So like when you're doing pet supplies, consider things like dog supplies, cat supplies, bird supplies. You get the idea, hamster supplies, mouse supplies, whatever it is. How to find keywords. You want to use the AdWords keyword tool, and then they have an option on the AdWords keyword tool where you could either type in a keyword phrase or you could analyze your competition. So it doesn't, they don't call it analyze your competition, but you could actually type in a URL of your competitor, and it will actually pull up the keyword phrases that they're using and give you some additional keyword options to consider. And they will spit out a bunch of numbers as to how many people are searching for these particular keyword phrases. So it will tell you things like, okay, there's 1,340, you know, 40 people a month looking up this particular keyword phrase. And so any keyword phrase that's over 500 or so is a decent keyword phrase for you to target and go after. Like I said, you want to use their search within competitor sites for more keyword options. you could use the MSN Live Search. They have a cool feature where if you type in, you know, a generic keyword phrase like weight loss or something, they will give you an additional option on the right-hand side. Okay, did you consider weight loss tips? Because that's something people look up here. Did you consider, you know, quick weight loss or stuff like that? Google actually does the same thing now. If you go to the Google search engine and you type in your keyword phrase or a broad keyword phrase, say it's bird watching or say it's life coach, and you type in life coach to Google, you go to the bottom there, you'll see different alternatives that you might consider searching for that Google actually pulls from their data and says, hey, people have been looking up this keyword phrase. And they will get like four, you know, long tail keyword phrase, which are those specific topic keyword phrases down there. So you can quickly narrow down some good keyword phrase options. Use the Google Insights tool. You could, it's just Google Insights, and it will spit out some different data for you as far as, you know, how many times people are looking for these phrases and how they're growing. Google Trends will tell you how keyword phrases are trending, how major topics, you know, for example, like weight loss, you could see if that would be a niche. And those are, Google Trends is more like a niche research. Google Insights will tell you more specific keyword phrase things, like is that, how's that keyword's performed over the last several years, that kind of stuff. So it gives you an indicator as to what's going on. Yahoo Search Assist, you could just go to Google, type that out. It functions very similar to the Google and MSN thing I was talking about where it gives you other keyword options. Quintera, you type in your main keyword phrase, so it would be like coffee, and it will spit off some other options. So it might spit off, it'll spit off like what's a, they call it a tag cloud. And inside the middle there, you'd see your main keyword phrase. And then off of that, you'd think, see things like, you know, wholesale coffee, coffee supplies, you know, coffee makers, espresso coffee makers. And you click on like coffee makers and it will bring up a whole nother tag cloud for you to take a look at. Compete.com, you can type in your competitor's URL and it will actually spit out what their main keyword phrases are that they're going after. So that's kind of a cool feature as well.
Yep.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I like that compete.com. I mean, it's basically you can, you know, I think you can, if I remember right, you can type in, like, you could do a search to find out how, I think it's two other sites compare to yours and the traffic that they're getting. So it's like if you take some of your competitors' websites, you type in a couple of the competitors' websites and basically find out what kind of traffic they're getting over top of yours or if you're ahead of them. And if they're over top, I mean, them are good sites to do some research and find out what's going on that they've got going on that you could maybe be doing to start generating more traffic to your sites.
That's a really good point.
It's a really cool tool to use. If everybody, if you haven't heard of it, make sure that you write down compete.com because it's an awesome piece of software.
That's a great idea, and it's absolutely free to use the function Jeff was talking about, and that's what's great about those tools is that they're all free, and that's great insight you gave on that tool because I also like that tool a lot. Some other keyword considerations is remember, like I said, plurals and synonyms. You know, so plurals meaning, you know, you'd add the S to the end, and then synonyms would be related. So like auto parts, you have car parts or automobile parts. Those are two separate, you know, ideas. Keep in mind merged and hyphenated words. Those are different, come up differently. Also consider some misspellings. I'm not saying to build a site around misspellings, but you could actually, I mean, I guess I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but sometimes you could consider using misspellings in your title tag on and target a page, you know, kind of focus on that. I know of somebody that builds a pretty good business using misspellings. But it may not be the best way because it doesn't make you look the most professional. But one way I know he's done it is like, you know, he puts in the title tag the misspelled word, and then he'll also fit, you know, in the title tag, you know, did you mean, and then he'll put the actual correct spelling. So it's kind of creative. So that's an idea. Now, I wouldn't say you do that on your main site. You might do a separate site on that because it'll make you look kind of unprofessional. But you could do one that, you know, says, did you mean this, you know. That's an idea. You could start a, never mind, I have a business model in my head already.
Yeah. I think with the misspellings, it's going to depend on what kind of keyword you're looking for. It's like if you were using the keyword Mike Vilsame, you might want to do some misspellings because, you know, somebody's name that's misspelled, you know, if it's kind of hard to spell in your own mind, other people are going to have problems. So I would go depend on what the keyword is because, yeah, you could look a little unprofessional.
Yeah, so I would, yeah, it kind of depend on the keyword, and that's why you could also do, like, you know, in the title tags, you know, did you mean, and then put the correct spelling, you know, and in that way, it's kind of like, hey, so you get the best of both worlds, both keywords. Add keyword modifiers, and those would be the things that Jeff's talked about, where you add in, like, buy Nintendo Wii, cheap pet supplies. Notice I'm adding things like cheap, or I'm adding best price Motorola. That means people are looking for, like, the best price, those kind of things. More keyword considerations. This is a duplicate slide. My goodness. You would have thought I would have deleted that one. Okay. So we are on here to talk about the 24-hour traffic plan next. How are we doing on time, Jeff?
We're looking okay. I say just keep on going.
All right. Good deal. Well, we're going to cover here the 24-hour traffic plan. And what this covers is this is how you can get web traffic to your website, your squeeze page, whatever it is, your affiliate site, in 24 hours implementing these steps. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to jump right in. So the first thing you want to do is once you've narrowed down your main keyword phrase and you have a keyword phrase that you are going to be going after, you want to submit your website to social bookmarking websites using onlywire.com and socialmarker.com. Now, onlywire.com is a great source for actually doing mass social bookmarking. It will mass bookmark your site to 15 or 20 sites all at once. So you can just go there, set up your account, follow their basic instructions, they have a three-step process, go through their basic functions and check out what they have to offer. And you're going to want to bookmark your site on every one of those. You'll need to set up an account with the bookmarking sites, which should take you about 30 minutes when you're first doing it. And after you have it set up, all it takes is one click, and it will automatically bookmark you. So take, and when you bookmark it with your main keyword phrase as the actual, you know, title of the bookmarking that you're doing, and then put a short description about what you have to offer. You're next going to want to ping your website using pingomatic.com and pingoat.com. Pingomatic.com and pingoat.com. So you're going to want to go to those sites, enter your URL, and go ahead and ping them from there. You're next going to want to create a blogger.com blog and link to your website inside the first post on that blog. So you all know probably about blogger.com. If you don't, just go to blogger.com, you sign up with your Google account, and you would write a short little article, so two or three paragraphs, and then do a nice search engine friendly anchor text link to you know, your website, whatever it is, whether it's your WordPress site or whether it's actual web, you know, HTML-based website, squeeze page, whatever it is, link into that. Submit the RSS feed of blogger.com blog. Now, when you set up your blogger.com blog, make sure you set it up with your main keyword phrase in there. That's something very important to keep in mind. Submit the RSS feed of the blogger.com blog you just created to feedag.com and then feedbase.net. So feedag.com and feedbase.com. And Thingamatic, just so you guys are aware, it does not have the dashes in there. I do apologize for that. It's just Ping-O-Matic without the dashes. So apologize for putting that in there. And then you're also going to want to ping your blogger blog to these different sources. Now, one other question I do get commonly is that if I am using WordPress, won't it already ping itself? And that is correct. If you are using a WordPress website, it will automatically ping itself to Ping-O-Matic, so you don't need to worry about that step if you're using WordPress. But if you're using a squeeze page, you do want to worry about pinging it. If you're using blogger.com, to my knowledge, it won't automatically ping, so you will want to ping your blogger.com blog. And basically, you just enter that URL. You follow their little web form to complete that. You want to write a press release on your website and submit it to free-pressrelease.com, i-newswire.com, pressreleasespider.com, and pr-log.org. These are four powerful press release sites that you will want to submit to. So you write a press release on your website, basically talking about your website, and then you will actually take it and submit it to these four websites. And a press release, like I said, it would be a topic, you know, it could be something like, you know, rapidcashmarketing.com announces, you know, a new ebook, or it could be, you try to incorporate your main keyword phrase, though. So you could say, you know, weight loss tips are becoming popular, says, and then put your name in there. You know, bird watching binoculars are becoming a popular product. Whatever it is, you know, try to incorporate your keyword phrase in there and then write a short little sentence talking about your what you know, whatever it's geared around. You could do a press release on just about any one of your main keyword phrases. And you could do this 24-hour traffic plan for any keyword phrase that you want to rank for. So you could do this 5 times if you want, 20 times if you want, whatever it is. Now, there's many more press release sites to submit to, and we'll cover that in a bit. But you also want to write an article on your business and submit it to Zimbio.com, Squidoo.com, and Wetpaint.com. You just follow their instructions to create the accounts and then submit that article, which, you know, should be about 400 or so words of content related to your business. Now, you also will want to submit that article to eZine Articles and other article directories. The reason I do not do that in this 24-hour plan is because these three sites will get indexed really quick, and eZine Articles takes about a week to get approved. So this plan is more focused around how to get traffic in 24 to 48 hours to your website. You're next going to want to create a short video and submit it to YouTube, Rever.com, and RealPeopleRealStuff.com. RealPeopleRealStuff.com is a video classified site. It's kind of like Craigslist or U.S. free ads. It actually lets you submit classifieds, but they need to be videos. And how you create a video is, I'm going to tell you exactly where to go. So you go to a site called sxc.hu, sxc.hu, and you are going to go to that particular website, and you will, so go to sxc.hu, and you will find royalty-free pictures that you can actually use. And so you're going to grab those pictures off sxc.hu, and make sure you read the little license, because some pictures allow you to do, you know, commercial things with them, and some don't. These are royalty-free pictures, so you can grab those pictures. And then you can actually go out to audacity.com once you've grabbed the pictures. Go to Audacity, or not audacity.com, I apologize. Just type in Audacity, A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y, into Google. And you're going to basically take your article next after you've downloaded Audacity, and you're going to open it up and actually record yourself reading your article. And then what you're going to do from there is open up Windows Movie Maker, and you will choose Import Media. You would choose Import Media, and then what you're going to do from there is import the audio that you created with Audacity, and you're going to want to import the pictures. And then you just drag the pictures and the audio down to the timeline, and you've now actually created a video, believe it or not. And you would go to the next option you would choose is the titles and background option. I'm just trying to speak you through this because we don't have time to show you live. But you go to titles and backgrounds, and you type in your URL so it will overlay over the entire video. And then you simply click File, and then you choose Publish Movie, and you publish it to your computer, and it will create a WMV file. And then you go out to YouTube, Rever, and Real People Real Stuff, and you choose the Upload option. You grab your picture, you know, your video, and you upload it to those websites, and you name the video your main keyword phrase, you know, so it's all around your main keyword phrase. And when you're using the pictures should relate to your niche. So if it's about weight loss, you might take pictures of happy people, or, you know, people that are losing weight, or people working out. If it's about fitness, it might be doing fitness. Life coaching, it might be happy people, people jumping, it might be pretty sunsets, whatever it is. Golf, you can find all sorts of golf pictures. Whatever your niche market is, that's what you would go and go after. Submit a classified, so a short little sentence about your site, to usfreeads.com and oodle.com. Those are free classified websites. You're next going to want to join a form in your niche and add it to your signature and join the welcome area. And the welcome area, most forums have it. They have a welcome section where you introduce yourself, and it gives you an opportunity to make that first post, make a couple posts in there, and then use the control panel of the forum to grab your signature and include that. You're next going to want to create a radio show on blogtalkradio.com. So you're going to want to go to blogtalkradio.com, and then you could read the article that you've created, read your article out loud, and record it, and then upload it to Blog Talk Radio and create your own little radio show related to your particular niche market. That's a real powerful thing that you can do to get fast traffic. So now that you've done the 24-hour plan, if it's your first time, it might take you 3 or 4 hours to do it the first time, and that's okay. It might take you 5 hours, so you might need to break that up into 5 days, you know. But once you do it a couple times, it's going to get quicker for you, so you're going to be able to do it more rapidly. And I wish I had time to actually show you these things, but that takes a lot more time and training time to do that. But we do here have, here's an additional 5 sites you must use in 2009 for your marketing. You, I mean, it's you must use if you want to start getting some good traffic. Zimbio.com, it's very similar to Squidoo and HubPages, and I talked about that in that plan, so that's something you want to write down. Free-press-release.com. These press releases get indexed lightning quick, like we're talking minutes after submitting them. Very similar to Dig, you know, how that gets submitted quickly. Onlywire.com, it submits to 15-plus sites at once. RealPeopleRealStuff.com, it's a video classified website. And then Twitter.com, it's probably one of the fastest growing social media marketing platforms out there, in my opinion. It's a powerful, powerful tool. You can use it to find JV partners. You use it to promote yourself. I just sent out a Twitter tweet before this. There might be people joining me from Twitter, you know, just because I just sent that out. Twitter is a very powerful medium to go after. One underused traffic generation method is software creation and submission. You don't have to create your own software either to do this. You can create your software and submit it to software directories. You can use PLR software, so you can just go to Google and type in PLR software. You could even use rebrandable software. One example is imbuzzsoftware.com, so imbuzz software. And then you could even take articles and turn them into executable format. And what you'll find actually at imbuzzsoftware.com is for absolutely free, you could grab, I think it's now up to 12 or 15 free rebrandable software applications. You can actually grab and use, and you will actually hear my voice on there because I actually created some videos for them where I teach people on their lessons how to actually tap into that resource. But it's absolutely free, imbuzzsoftware.com. And you can grab this rebrandable software and actually submit it to software directories. So you could just go to submit software to software directories and type into Google, submit software directories, whatever it is, type that into Google and you'll get a list of hundreds of software directories. There's literally hundreds of them. And the software directories typically will link back to your site. And inside the software, it can contain banners and links to your website. So the more people that use it could also come to your site. So it's kind of a viral traffic method. And so that's how you use software. So do a little research on that if you want. Link building, more link building options. You want to build backlinks to your site because that's going to impact your search engine rankings. You have press release submissions, and that would include going to Google, type in free press release submission, submit press release free, submit press release. Article marketing, use eZine articles. You can go to alexa.com, and in the search bar, type in article directory, and it will pull up a list of the top 20 or so high traffic article directories that you could start submitting your articles and your content to. Social bookmarking. You could use socialmarketing.com. You could use OnlyWire, like we talked about. AddThis.com, you can actually put a nice little button on from AddThis.com on your site, and that would encourage people that like your content or find your site interesting to actually bookmark it. I like this feature. I put it on some of my site or a site of mine in the past and found that real quick, soon after putting it on there, we had other people linking different pages on our site and driving traffic, and it's something we didn't have to do. They did it for us. So just AddThis.com, you follow their instructions, and you can add a link on your site and have other your website visitors do bookmarking for you. Use also the social, type in, for WordPress, you could find WordPress social bookmarking plugin, and you could find some plugins for WordPress that would integrate quite nicely with your WordPress as well. More great places to get links. We've talked about some of these already, but we've got Squidoo.com, HubPages.com, Weebly.com, Vox.com, Weno.com, Blogger.com, and Weno.com is like an article directory. Not a lot of people know about it, but it is kind of a higher authority site. Blogger.com, and then web20.net. Go to web20.net. What is so powerful about go to web20.net is that it will give you a powerful list of websites that you can actually of up-and-coming social bookmarking media sites. So even like Twitter, sites like that people are just finding out about tend to show up on go to web20 first. Now you can use actually set up profile pages with all these social sites, and these profile pages could actually give you backlinks to your site. Even if, and you could also tap into other potential backlink options within them. Ping.fm is another site. I'm just going to say off the top of my head, ping, P-I-N-G, dot F-M, like the radio frequency, ping.fm. And there's actually like 40 or 50 different sites that you could set up an account with, and then you could automatically, send out to them every time you post something about your business. You can find high authority links, like from Squidoo even, and hub pages, by simply doing a search in Google for the site search. You do site, S-I-T-E, colon, squidoo.com. And that would bring up the most, the Google likes, you know, because Google ranked the top higher authority sites that they think are the most important. That'd bring up the those most important sites up there. And then you could actually do a quick search using that site function and find sites that you could possibly make comments on, because Squidoo and HubPages lets you make comments. And when you comment, you can put a link to your site. And so those are options. When I did Squidoo and golf, you could find golf sites, or HubPages and dog, you could find dog-related ones. You could find niche-specific HubPages, Squidoo. You could do the same thing for Zimbio as well. You could create WordPress templates to build links to your site. You can actually, you see on WordPress templates in the footer, you'll typically see designed by, and there'll be a backlink going to somebody's website. You could go out to elance.com, hire somebody for $50 to $100 to design your very own WordPress template, take that template and actually submit it to WordPress directories, and then let people download your template for free and use it, and what will happen is that they will naturally link back to your site. Some people will edit that footer, but very few people will. Most people forget to do that. Use forum signature lines. Forum signature lines, you all know what website forums are, or should. If you don't, that's okay. Website forum is where people go and they chat. And you have an option, usually it's found under the control panel option, to create a signature line. And inside your signature line, you're going to include a link into your website. Again, with forums, you could actually use profile pages as well, just like with the Web 2.0 sites. Blog posting, blog commenting is another way to get build backlinks. You could use Google Blog Search, so just blogsearch.google, or you could type in Google Blogs, and type in your keyword for your blog. So it could be weight loss, life coach, fitness, happiness, whatever your keyword is, chiropractor. Find relevant blogs. And then it will pull up blogs that have actually had recent posts. And then you can actually make an initial post on those, so using the blog posting sites. And again, use profile pages on those, because I like profile pages because I said it three times. Quality content sites. You know, look for sites that in your niche, like weight loss, submit article. Golf, submit article. Bird watching, submit article. Lawyer, submit article. And that will bring up sites related to your niche where they are actually asking for article submissions. So it's kind of a cool way to find quality content sites. You know, use the same thing and submit content. You're getting this recording, so you could actually type in all these combinations and look for opportunities to submit pictures, submit articles, whatever the case might be for your niche, so you can get ranking. Do the same thing for niche directories. Type in your niche, golf directory, golf directories, whatever it is, find a directory for your niche, an online directory for your niche. They're out there. One other powerful method, one of the last tactics here, is to build links to your links. I know it's kind of crazy, but to increase the power of your backlinks and to get fast rankings of a dig post page, an article on Design Articles, or on YouTube, you can build inbound links to them. So just like you would build links into your website, you could build links into these social media sites and get fast rankings of these pages because they are already considered high authority sites. Another benefit comes from an increased strength on that page due to the increased backlink, so it transfers more positives back to your site. Now let me make sure I clarify that, because I know even Jeff's probably going, huh?
Yep.
So basically, because I just went, huh, after I read that, no, I'm just kidding, but I'm joking. So basically, if you put something out there on dig.com and, you know, you make a post on dig.com, or, well, let me use mix.com because, or, excuse me, I'm going to start over. Okay, you submit an article on ezinearticles.com. Ezine Articles as itself will carry a backlink back to your website if you've added it to the resource section, which you should. When you've added it to the resource box in ezinearticles.com, what's going to happen is you're going to get a backlink to your website. Now, that Ezine Articles page itself is a high authority site, so if you're using keywords in the title of it, that Ezine Articles post could rank. Well, if you want that Ezine Articles thing to rank high as well, build backlinks to it. You know, submit a press release or submit another article or submit to mix.com and other social bookmarking sites. Build backlinks to that specific article that you submitted to Ezine Articles. Because what's going to happen is as you build up the backlinks to that actual article page itself, that individual page, it will increase the authority of that page in the eyes of the search engines because it has backlinks to it. Backlinks count as votes. Well, as that page increases in authority, that authority will get passed through to your website. It's even more authority than what already gets passed from Ezon articles. That will give you a nice little backlink benefit. But what's also powerful there is that the Ezon articles page, because it's already a high authority site, will tend to rank higher in the search engines then. So basically all you're doing is, if you submit an article on Ezon articles, you submit a video on YouTube, take some time and build a few links into them.